Brian Mazeroski here with you on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with me on your Friday. Want to remind you, just announced Adam Sandler coming to KeyBank Center Sunday, April 16th, and tickets go on sale at noon today. Ticketmaster.com. It's a Live Nation show. Adam Sandler coming to KeyBank Center. Should be a pretty fun one. We just heard earlier this hour from Howard Simon, whose last day is today. My favorite, I said this earlier this morning, my one thing with Howard, I knew he was a great guy even before I started to work with him. Because, you know Howard from Empire Sports and his time on WBEN and then later on WGR. So, you know, I knew who he was. And when I was in high school, I worked at Cold Stone Creamery. You remember Cold Stone Creamery? The ice cream store. We were slinging ice cream down at the Cold Stone. And our gimmick was, you go in there, that anytime someone put money in the tip jar, you know, the whole crew would sing a song for you. Now, I never really was one for singing all the songs because you paid me $7 an hour. Like, you know, give an extra dime for me to split amongst four people. I'm not going to break out in a song for you. But Howard would come in. I recognized him. He was... Well, let's not say how regular of a customer he was, but Howard would come in, and I knew it was him, and every time he'd come in, he'd leave a big fat tip in the jar, and then he'd lean in, and he'd go, hey, please, you don't have to sing. I don't want you to have to sing. And that, to me, at, you know, age 16, was the mark of a true stand-up guy. So, you know, congratulations to Howard on an amazing career, and thanks. Thanks for being a good person. Like I said, I knew it at age 16. You said that to me, and I said, you're the best. You're my favorite kind of person in the world. All right, so yesterday, we got started talking about this a little bit, and I want to continue it, because I have to figure out if I'm cheap or not. I was called cheap by a couple of people on our text board yesterday, and I have to figure it. So we're just going to air it all out, and we're going to see, we're going to end the mystery, and We're just going to see what everybody's doing. We all live in the same area. What do you pay for TV? Or your equivalent of TV? 803-0930 to join me. 803-0930. Because we started talking about this yesterday. I was mentioning MSG Plus. It's the new service they're going to launch this summer that will give people like a standalone. If you don't have cable or you don't have, you're like me, I don't have access to MSG through the TV I pay for. It's going to be something separate you can buy so you can watch the Sabres games on MSG Plus. And they announced the price is $30 a month. And I said, whoa, what? Like, it's three times more expensive than like any other streaming service just for the Sabres. I thought it was crazy. I'm like, I might have to go back to cable. You know, the thing we were all trying to run away from. Be careful what you wish for, right? Because I'm about to go back. Because I don't know. So I took a couple calls on this yesterday, and now I want to hear from more people. 803-0930 on what you pay for cable. Because a young lady called in, and she said she was paying $250 a month for like four TVs with boxes, and she gets HBO, and you know that would include the internet package and everything like that. She said $250 a month, and I almost fell out of my chair. My headphones came off. I said $250 a month? What? I couldn't believe it. But then somebody else called in. And she said, well, I only have one TV. I don't have any HBO. And I'm paying $200 a month. And I go, like, well, I'm falling out of my chair. You think this lady's getting a deal? And then I get off the air and I go into our newsroom. And I hear from somebody, yeah, we pay like $222 a month. And I say, well, maybe I am cheap. Because that sounds crazy to me. I was balking at the $120 a month that I was paying before that got me to get rid of cable and find some new options. So, all right, I want to hear what everybody is paying so we can all kind of gauge if we're paying too much or too little. Like, this is hopefully going to help us all out on what we're paying for cable, right? Because I don't know. I heard a couple people yesterday, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I should be paying more. But then I broke it down. So this is what I pay for. I'm paying $75 a month for the internet. All right, so that's just the internet. And I think you have to include the internet now in all of this that we're talking about. Because you need it for, right, like all this other stuff. Like people talk about cutting the cord, and I go, well, like you kind of are, but you're still probably going to have to deal with that company because without the internet, like what are you going to do? You can't stream anything if you don't have the internet. So that's $75 a month right there. It went up when I got rid of all the other services. Like somehow on the bill, the internet was only $50 a month. Like they were able to give me the internet service for $50. And then when I got rid of TV, the cost of giving me the internet jumped $25 to $75. I don't know how that works. But that's what happened. So there's the cost. Then on top of that, it's $35 a month YouTube TV. That's like my, I guess, go-to TV service that I use. And it doesn't have MSG. It doesn't have the Sabres games. It has like everything else, though. And we get it with Red Zone. It's one of the few things I watch. The Red Zone channel when the Bills aren't on Sundays during the football season. I split that with somebody else. We used to split it three ways. Now, you know, someone dropped out. So now that's like an extra $35 a month for YouTube TV. It gives you most of like all the channels that you'd want to have, except no Sabres games. Then I pay an extra $6 a month for Peacock. That's the NBC streaming service. I pay $6 a month for that. Because it's basically just for soccer. I use that and I get to watch all the English Premier League games. If I want to dabble into, you know, I there's some like wrestling, a WrestleMania match or whatever. It has all of that on there. And then you can watch some of my favorite shows, right? The Office, Parks and Recreation, 30 Rock. I love those shows and they're streaming on Peacock. So I pay $6 a month for that. So I was paying like $120. I cut the cord, and now I'm saving $9. I pay $111, and I don't get the Sabres games. And so then yesterday I was thinking a little bit more about like, well, all right, I pay $111 a month for this. How much do I actually use it? So I went back throughout this past week, and I started to tally up, all right, well, how much of this TV did I actually watch in the last week? Oh, and by the way, you know, in addition to that, we have Netflix that we get from my brother-in-law. And we have the ESPN Plus Hulu Disney Plus bundle that we get from my brother-in-law. So we got that stuff from him in case we ever want to watch it. I'm still trying to watch the Beatles documentary that came out a year and a half ago. But anyways, I went back. And I just in the past week, all right, so like since this past Sunday, I pay $111 a month. What have I watched on TV? So I go through and I'm like, Sunday, I went to the Sabres game with my son, came back, you know, ate dinner, did the whole bedtime routine, like all that stuff like that. I didn't watch anything. Monday, I don't think I turned the TV on. Tuesday, I got to watch the Sabres game. They ended up losing. I ended up watching two periods before I went to bed. So I watched two periods of the Sabres game on Tuesday. Wednesday, I didn't end up watching anything. And then yesterday, I didn't turn the TV on. And today, I probably won't watch much of anything. I'm going to go out later. So in 1 week, so I spent $111 a month. In 1 week, I've watched two periods of a Sabres game. And that's my total TV watching. Now, I've used the internet a lot, so $75, that's fine. But like, I'm starting to wonder, what am I even paying for? I never watch it anyway. And the only thing I want to watch, I don't get. So I get the Sabres games, but I'm paying for it all because I just want easy access to when I can watch TV. I'll make it a point to watch the Bills. Like, there's a few soccer games on a weekend morning, like Saturday morning, tomorrow morning. Well, actually, no, I'm going to go to the hockey game with my son. On a normal Saturday morning, I'd try and carve out some time there. You know, I'll build a racetrack with my son while I put the one of the soccer games on. But I'm paying this. I don't have time to watch any of it. So I went from yesterday hearing people paying over $200 to thinking, well, maybe I'm not paying enough. And I do the math myself. I never watch it. Why am I paying anything at all? How much are you paying? 803-0930. We'll start in Tonawanda. Vicky, you're on WBEN. How's it going this morning?
It's cool. I'm good. Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I like to watch the Tennis Channel. That is like something I draw the line on. And unfortunately, to find the Tennis Channel, if I do it through conventional Fios or Spectrum, I'm up in the kind of $200 packages. So I have $60 a month Fios internet, and then I have to spend $90 a month on FUBU so I can get the Tennis Channel.
So $90, so isn't that what, I mean, really gets us all? So you're paying $150 a month. Do you think, Do you think you're getting value for what you're paying?
No, it's a luxury. It's a luxury to watch tennis.
You didn't really have that option, even though it costs a lot of money. You probably didn't have that option, what, like 5-10 years ago, did you?
To watch Tennis Channel? No, I didn't. But I did it through Spectrum or Fios. And like I said, to get the Tennis Channel on those programs, you're buying the Supreme package just to get the Tennis Channel. They don't just give the Tennis Channel on any basic package.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going through the same thing. Vicky, thank you. So Vicky is 150. I'm at 111. I don't get the Sabres. Vicky's at 150. She gets the expensive package. Like, isn't that where they get you? Like, you can cut the cord. Like, someone was just on the line, dropped off, said they don't pay anything. You know, they use the streaming services from wherever. But you do pay something, right? You're paying for the internet service. And I'd like to dig into that a little bit more. You are paying for some sort of service, right? You need the internet to be able to stream, so you're at the very least paying for that. And I'd like to see what else you're actually paying for. But when it comes to these things I want, like I mentioned, I'm at 111, but I don't get the Sabres games, which is probably the one thing that I would watch. I don't really watch anything on TV. So maybe I have to ditch what I have and just go back to the old way, where I'd be paying more, but not that much more than what I'm paying now. And, you know, at least I'd get these games. But it always is that way, right? You don't use it a lot, but that one thing you want to watch, you have to spend like the most money for. Because if you're on like these bare minimum packages, like everyone said, oh, just get an antenna, you get tons of broadcast. All right, well, then you just have whatever's on broadcast. And like, I don't know, I'm not watching Modern Family or whatever is on broadcast TV, you know, is my entertainment. That's what I want. Someone on our text board saying, am I stupid? Because, hey, I've been called cheap and stupid 2 days in a row, admitting on the radio he's stealing streaming services. No, sharing. They're on different accounts. You can see them. Netflix has been taking steps to eliminate this. Am I stupid or are you? Have you noticed, sir, Netflix comes out every single year around the start of the year and says that, you know, we're going to take some steps to get rid of all this password sharing that goes on. And they've been doing that for the last 10 years. And you know what they never do? Actually take the steps to stop the password sharing. Because they know that without it, everyone would just cancel. People are paying for it and they're sharing it and they know that. And they say, well, we're going to crack down. They see if we can squeeze a couple more people to pay for it on their own. But at the end of the day, they're not actually doing anything. So who got here? You tell me. We'll go to Frankie in Buffalo. All right, Frankie, what is your internet TV? What are you paying a month?
Okay, so my internet and cable is technically included in my rent, but I did the upgraded internet for like, you know, $60, $70 a month. And then I have no streaming services besides YouTube Premium. That's it.
And that's what, $10 a month?
No, I think it's $16 a month, and then you get the music service with it free, YouTube Music.
So you're at like 80?
Yeah, so it's if I want to watch a show, I'll go to somebody's house and watch a show. It's not really necessary for me to have all these streaming services.
Okay. Ooh, Frankie, I want to stop you right there. Now, you say you'll go to someone else's house if you want to watch a show. How welcome are you to, and how often do you use that card to watch a show at somebody else's house?
If somebody wants me to come over to watch a show, we do it, or we make plans. It's, you know.
Okay.
You got friends, you want to hang out, watch a show, but for the most part, I'll just watch YouTube if I want to watch a movie. And the great thing about YouTube Premium is that if there's a movie on YouTube, it's ad-free, so you watch it like you bought the movie.
That's pretty cool. Is there any way you can tell? So, you know, you've got like basic internet and TV included in your rent. Is there any way to find out how much of your rent is going to that?
I think it's like $30 a month for basic cable and the garbage internet that they have.
Okay. So at the end of the day, if you include that, which you can argue whether or not you do, you're at like 110. You're at about where I am.
Well, if I get rid of the internet that I pay for and I pay for YouTube, it's like $70.
All right.
It's like $50, $60.
Well, Frankie, thanks. I mean, you know, if I get rid of the internet and my TV, I'm at $0. So we can all do that. But what you're paying for now is like 110, 120. And I think that's reasonable. I thought I was paying a lot. I'm starting to think that, I don't know, maybe that's cheap. Someone on the text board, we pay $200 for TV and internet, and they said they watch the TV every day. Like, if you get into $200, I'm going to have to find a way to start watching more TV, because I can't pay that much money for something that I don't end up using, and I find that I'm not using it. And then someone else mentioned one of these soccer games. It's on USA Network. So that's what they'll do. I pay the $6 for Peacock, and you would think, well, okay, I pay that $6, I can get all the games. Well, no. The games that are on USA Network, you need some sort of, you know, package that has USA Network to get. And you know what's been happening? All throughout the year, all the games I want to watch are on USA Network. I've watched like 3 games on the Peacock that I pay for extra, and the rest I need my YouTube TV for. Scott in Cheektowaga. Scott, all right, how much a month are you paying for TV, internet, the whole package?
Well, I'm disabled, so I pay $59 for high-speed internet. And I bought myself a Roku television, so I get all my stuff for free. It's not premium. But my question is, invisibility. These companies have all these people that are advertising, and they're paying trillions of dollars to advertise. And I'm wondering why our prices are so high to watch their commercials. I'm just throwing that up in the air. I can't put a finger on it. I'm just throwing that up in the air.
So you've got...
And they're paying trillions to advertise, and we have to watch them. And they're making money off of us watching them.
Now, Scott, thank you. At the end of the day, it is a business. They're going to make money. I'd like to challenge the trillions of dollars in advertising. I don't think they're... Their budget for advertising is in the trillions. That might be off by a couple letters. But, you know, your point is well taken. But at the end of the day, listen, they are a business. They are going to make money. But if we're looking for the most economical version to get what you want, what is it? And how much are you paying? Because, there's days we all kind of walk around feeling like we're all doing the same thing, because that's what it was for so long. And then maybe like 10 years ago, everything changed, right? People started cutting the cord, getting rid of cable. There are these new services that are out there. And like, we're not, but we're all walking around like we are. Like, we get the same things on TV. Like, we all have this shared experience. And little did I know yesterday, I'm sitting next to people who are paying $250 a month for their TV and their internet. Never knew. What about you? 803-0930. Brian Mazeroski here on WBEN. Brian Mazeroski back here with you on WBEN, and I'm asking, what's up? What is going on in your home when it comes to paying for internet, TV, cable, whatever it is that you have? 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN, 803-0930. I'm, you know, talking about this. We began this a little bit yesterday, and somebody called in and said they were paying $250 a month. I fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe it. And then I had like three other people saying like, yeah, that's, isn't that what it costs? And I, like, someone called me cheap. And then I go, am I cheap? I don't know. So we're here to flesh it out. We all kind of operate under this assumption, I think, you know, you walk around day to day that, you know, everyone has the TV in the house. And, you know, you might have one of two different providers, you know, like you might have Dish or something like that. But that, you know, we all pay relatively the same thing for the internet service and the TV. And in the last 10 years, I think that has totally gone out the window. So what are you paying? What's like the new norm for that in your household? 803-0930. We'll go back to the phones in Teresa in Buffalo. All right, Teresa, what are you paying every month?
I am paying $248 a month. I'm a senior citizen. My husband is a senior. We have mobility issues. Our internet, we have internet, we have the TV, and we have the phone. And I'm happy with the cable. Yes, I'm not happy about the price, but I'm getting the services that I need and I want. And I have family that lives up outside of Montreal, and I get to do a lot of FaceTime with them, which normally I cannot see them with our disabilities. So I am very happy with my cable. And now with the Yankees coming on for spring training, we get to watch our Yankees channel.
Okay, so, you know,
but
you got
I am happy with my cable service. Yes, I wish it was a little lower, but they're excellent. And if the cable goes off from the storm, I always get a credit on my bill.
Well, that's nice. Teresa, I want to ask, because this you mentioned that includes your phone, like a landline phone?
Yes, I have the Spectrum landline phone.
So, you know, in the, you know, years I've been living by myself, I've never had a landline phone. I mean,
yeah,
it's just, it's never.
And cell phones.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had the cell phone. I've never really felt like I've needed it. So I don't know how much, you know, if we go back like 20, 25 years ago, how much did it cost every month for the landline? Like, how much was the phone bill?
Oh, geez, I don't remember. I honestly can't say. I don't remember what it was.
Because, like, I don't know. I can't say that you're... You might be getting, like, a great deal because the phone bill was always, like, $100 a month. And I just... I would have no idea.
But, I'm like I said, I'm very happy with my Spectrum service. Yes, I wish the bill was a little lower, but it serves my needs.
Well, Teresa, I'm glad you're happy, although I did just... You know, I think I had like a natural reaction to hearing almost $200. It's the second person, $250. Like, whoa. I just have that aversion to it. Now, that okay, so that includes the phone. So if I was to include the phone in mine, I mentioned what I'm paying. I'm at $111 if you count. All right, $75 internet, $35 splitting the YouTube TV with somebody, $6 for Peacock, and then we get, you know, a few other bonuses on there from other people who share. So I'm at $111. If I included the phone bill I have, as I mentioned, I have no landline, but I pay right now $60 a month, and that is for my phone service, my wife's phone service. So both of our phones, it's... Not per, it's $60 total for our phone service. So you add that in and I'd be at $171, which is, I mean, it's still less expensive, but you're starting to get into that $200 range if we're putting phone with everything else. But like I said, you know, all the years I've been living by myself, I've never paid like a landline phone bill. I'm not even sure I'd know who to call. Like, who sets up, you know, the landline? Does it work in my house? I've tried to get rid of, like the phone jack in the wall in my house. That is the hardest thing to get rid of without like cutting around the drywall and like making a big hole in there. But I've never had to deal with it. The phone bill, it's down. It's $60 a month. It's been higher before, but we have it down. I don't see myself switching. And the only way that goes higher is maybe, well, you know, I'd have to buy another phone. The phone, to me, is a one-time expense. That's how I treat it. You need a new phone, you buy a new phone, you keep the bill the same. What are you paying? All right, $200. I'm hearing that more and more. Maybe I am getting a deal, even though I don't get any Sabres games. Joe in Tonawanda. All right, Joe, what is it a month for you?
Well, you know, I heard you say that your cable bill was you were paying this or that. I don't even have home phone. I just have internet and TV, and it's $228 a month. I was just looking at my cable bill today, and I was going to call them on the phone and say, listen, I'm going to have to dump you guys because I don't use cable. I stream.
I almost did a spit take, Joe. $228, I mean, what's included in that?
That's internet and phone. I mean, internet and cable. They're charging me $119.
Do you get like HBO, you know?
Nope. Oh. No. I stream everything. I use Hulu, Netflix, Amazon.
And you pay for all those on top of the $238?
Well, Freevee and Hulu, those are free. You just got to watch the ads. The Prime bill is $14 a month. But other than that, I don't watch cable. I just don't watch the cable programs. I watch everything off of streaming. Showtime, I got a package from Showtime for $5 a month through, I think it was Hulu. But just cable alone. I've seen over the past year my cable bill, just the cable end of it, go from 109 up to 127, down to 109. My internet go from 47 to 79, but every single month, I get a bill for $224, yeah. And I don't even have home phone.
What keeps you on the cable that you pay for? Like, you mentioned you don't watch a lot of TV, but there's got to be something there that's keeping you on.
Center Ice.
Oh, that's well, that's an extra.
NHL Center Ice.
So you pay for that, and that's like $100 a year, right?
Correct. But not anymore, though. I'm going to definitely, because I'm seeing now where there's commercials on TV where they're advertising home internet for like $40 or $50 a month. And really, that's all I need, because if you want to watch the news, you can put an antenna on your TV like I do, and I'm watching local channels because it's free.
Yeah.
Other than that, I stream shows. I don't watch anything at all. I don't even have a cable box because I got rid of them all because I went with the app. That's based through the Roku unit that I have.
Well, Joe, thanks for the call. Okay. And so you pay for a little bit more than the cable. You have the NHL Center Ice. You get all the hockey games. So that's what? That's like an extra $20 a month. But that's still, you know, you mentioned you're at $230-something. That's a lot. And that doesn't include phone. So like some of the packages we're talking about has the phone included. If I was to include my phone bill, you know, my cell phone bill, on mine to, you know, compare. I don't have a landline. I'd be looking at 170, so I'm getting up there. Someone on our text board says 89 for the internet, 80 for the Fubo TV, but split with your son. Yeah, split with your son, do you make him pay for it, or split with your son and you're paying for it? Because, I mean, right there, you got 160. And then, you know, I'm looking at that and saying, this, in my mind, really big regular TV package that I said I don't want to pay for anymore is less expensive. And now, here I am, thinking I'm just going to go back to the old way after we spent so many years pining for, you know, all these options that we have. Kelly in Cheektowaga, you're on WBEN. How much are you paying a month?
Well, we were like Teresa. We're not seniors, and this is what's kind of confusing me. We had the Spectrum internet, phone, and cable for $218, $215 a month, and then we went over to Verizon Fios, And our bill for 1 gig, which is a dedicated internet so nobody else can run off of our band, locked in for 10 years at $89.99. And we have the Fire Stick for $15 a month, which is perfect for us because in the summertime, we are so on the go. We don't watch much TV in the summer. My mom, she only has the internet and the cable at her house, and she's paying $225. Through Spectrum.
That's so much. See, Kelly, and you kind of hit on one thing that's, well, a couple things. One is if you have the luxury to have multiple providers in your area, you do get to play the game, right? Where you like switch back and forth and take advantage of like the new customer deals and all that right. stuff as soon as the bill gets raised. And then some people, like where I live, I've tried and I've done it. And, you know, you get the bill lowered, but I feel like on the other end of the line, they know, like, what, you're going to turn us off and go back to dial-up?
We have two boys in the military. One's in the Navy. One's in the Navy, one's in the Army. So we get a discount through AT&T. We have four phones and two Google smartwatches that are theirs. And we only pay just under $200 a month, and that is unlimited talk, text, and desk messaging.
And this is for like four lines?
That's four lines and two Google watches.
All right, so that's pretty good. And then, Kelly, the other part you hit on is you don't watch it all that much. But it is like the definition of a luxury, being able to have it. I feel like I'm in your shoes. I barely ever now, you know, two kids in the house, I'm barely ever watching TV. You know, you're always doing something. I just went through the past week. I've watched two periods of a hockey game. That's the only time the TV's been on for me in my house. But the luxury of being able to turn on something I want when I want it.
Right. And it's actually perfect for us for the summer because my husband is a bigger football fan than I am. So he likes watching all the different games. Bills, of course, number one in our house. But in the summertime, we go out and photograph birds and landscapes and things like that. And so besides working and we do that, unless it's like Yellowstone or, another show that we're really into, I now have that option, which I like with the Fire Stick, where I don't have to renew that $15 for a month. So if I don't want to pay for the TV for that month, I don't have to.
That is kind of nice to have. And Kelly, thanks so much for the call. It's a luxury, right? You're paying for a luxury. I mean, TV in general is not a necessity. But you're paying for the luxury, or at least this is kind of how I look at it, of being able to sit down, click a button, and turn it on. Now it's gotten way more complicated. Now you're sitting down, clicking a button, and the first menu pops up, and then you open up the app, and the next menu pops up, and then you got to find, scroll through. I did this with the Sabres game the other day. The one thing I watched, I scrolled through, I hit the Sabres game, it went on, and everything was in Spanish. I was like, wrong one. I just saw the logo and hit on it. Go back. Go to the Sabres game in English with the commentators. And I'm like, well, I should have left it in Spanish. They're losing anyway, and I don't care what these people are saying. It doesn't matter to me. But it is, you want the luxury of being able to, even if you're not watching it every day like me, I want to, when I want it, I want it. And I want to just be able to hit the button and have it there. What are you paying, Lynn in Williamsville? How much are you paying a month?
Hi, Brian. I was paid $155. For a long time, and about a month ago, they raised it to $160. Now, I don't have any internet, but I've got a lot of stations, the cable station, Spectrum, and my phone, because I have a landline. In a choice of a lot of stations, but a lot of them I don't watch, because I watch a lot of the same ones, like Forensic Files and Oxygen, things like that. So I still don't think even raising it like that, I know the other people who have called have the internet, so they probably are paying much more. But I don't think that's bad.
Well, the $150 was a lot to pay without the internet, Lynn, right? I mean, if you're not getting any internet.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I didn't think it was bad. No, I don't have any internet, no.
But
they just raised it to $160, but I don't know. I'm happy with it. I mean...
Lynn, thanks for the call. That's why I want to have this discussion, right? Like, I didn't think that was bad. And to me, I'm like, my biggest expense is the internet. You don't even have it, and you're paying way more than me. Now, you probably get the Savers games, which would be nice. Carol in Lancaster. All right, Carol, what do you pay for all of it?
Well, we have just we have Spectrum cable and internet, and we pay, and we have to pay for like the boxes and stuff. That's all. Those prices keep going up. We pay $212 a month. We have Verizon for our landline, and I wanted to mention that landlines from Spectrum would be fiber optic, but our landline was put in 35 years ago. So it's the old system that the phone companies used that have DC current batteries that back them up. So like during the 2006 storm, we never lost phone service, but everybody who had a cell phone did. So that's one of the reasons we've kept it. We spend about $55 a month for the Verizon phone. We also have cell phones. We have two cell phones, and my advice is to have people look into TracFone for their cell phone service. We pay $100 a year for 365 days of cell phone service.
That's pretty good. Is the phone like a smartphone?
It's not, but TracFone does have service that is compatible with the smartphones because Verizon owns TracFone now. They bought them last year or the year before. So we have never, ever had a problem with service, and we've traveled from Buffalo to Florida and all around the country and used our phone to make hotel reservations and stuff and to contact people back home, and we've never had a problem at all.
Yeah.
So I went to a BJ's, I think it was, one time, and there was a company there, T-Mobile or somebody, that had a little booth set up, and this girl stopped me and asked me what phone service I had, you know, because they're always trying to get new customers. Mm-hmm. And when I said TracFone, she just put her head down and walked away.
Yeah, like not competing with that. Hey, Carol, thank you. Those people, too, by the way. I don't understand. It's always like in the club, you know. You pay to shop at the wholesale places. It's similar to your TV, right? Like now it's, if you pay for the service, you don't want ads like Netflix. I pay to shop at these places. And it's only these places where you get solicited going up and down the aisle. It's like, well, hang on a second. I'm paying to shop here. And I'm getting like from all angles. These people come up, hey, do you got, you know, so-and-so for your provider? I'm like, buddy, do you see the toddler in the cart? I'm trying to get in and out of here. Like, ah! Leave me be. I just keep walking. I'm like, sorry, dude. I just keep walking past them. Once you put the phone in there, I mean, the phone might be a separate discussion in and of itself. You know, someone, you know, on our text board, like, new phones are like $1,200. And like, yeah, you're right, but that's why I keep mine for as long as possible. I'm not getting a new phone every 2 years, every 3 years, or something like that. I mean, the phone that I have works fine. I'm guessing Apple's going to push some updates. And, you know, in 2 years, it's not going to work fine anymore. But that's how I buy phones. I think it's different from a lot of people. Actually, I'm not sure. That could be a show in and of itself, right? How you buy your cell phone. Like, we bought our phone out, you know, tried to find the best deal. And we own the phone. You know, we're not like paying the contract per month or like $20 a month. You know, on our phone bill, there's no like this is your phone fee or whatever. I like to own the phone. I like to have it. It's my phone, you know, for a lot of reasons. One of them being, I mean, you got so much data on here now. Something I kind of want to own. But yeah, you make that investment. It's a big investment up front. That's why we don't get new phones. But then, you know, we're paying like $30 a month per line. And I think it's a lot lower than what a lot of other people are paying. And we're happy with the phone bill, you know, years on down the line. People are all over the place, kind of like what I expected. I love the texts that have been rolling in. Someone saying that $62 for their internet and then $20 a month for something else. Someone else said they're low. They bought a Roku, a cheap antenna $40 for internet, locked in for 2 years. $40. Where'd you find that? Then you got $1 a month for Hulu for a year, Netflix, your phone. I mean, you're under $100 there. However, I will say this, I raise my hand. It's kind of like you get what you pay for if you're fine with not having X, Y, and Z, right? Like if you're fine with not having those Sabres games, which is like I'm coming to the realization now, I don't watch any TV, and the only thing I want to watch is like maybe I get a few minutes at the end of the day. If the Sabres are on, I want to watch that game. I can't do it. In football season, it's a lot different because I'm just watching the football games. I have the Red Zone channel. It's the only thing I watch all week. And, you know, it's right there. Boom. Someone else said I'd rather spend my money on concerts, going to some other venue, going to the movies. Yeah, hey, I don't blame you. I feel like everyone has that one thing, though. You want to sit down on the couch. You want to be able to turn on your TV, and you want that one thing available to you. Whatever it is. Maybe the phone is the next bill discussion. I'm glad that I'm not cheap. And I'm also glad that I'm not paying a ton of money. And maybe I will revisit going the old school route with the cable. We'll see. Thanks for hanging out with me throughout the day. Want to give you the update. The sentencing of Alex Murdaugh, who was convicted yesterday, going on live as we speak. And, as soon as we have the latest, if that sentence is handed down, which it will be at any moment now, because the sentencing is ongoing. We'll bring that to you live on WBEN.